Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Leagues all the way up to the professionals. If you're looking to move your palate up to the next level, stop by South of Beale. Start off with a delicious salad you won't find anywhere else. You'll become a lifetime fan of South of Beale's world-class kitchen, featuring incredible entrees like the pan-seared salmon or steak and mac. South of Beale is where the who's who of Memphis go to eat, drink, and feel like an all-star. Step on up to the plate of Big League Diamond, South of Beale, 361 South Main in Memphis.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you and your family members. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Members enjoy bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around. And the kind of service you can only get when you're part owner. So if you're not a member yet, join today. Visit FECCA.com to apply. FedEx Employees Credit Association is federally insured by the NCUA.
Data message rate supply national contest. Money. It's radio.com cash time. Money. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
Dunk is the code word. Text DUNK, D-U-N-K, to 72881. You can win $1,000 right now. We got cash at the top of every hour, baby. D-U-N-K, text DUNK, D-U-N-K, to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Jason and John will have another cash word for you here on the show coming up at 12 noon.
We're brothers, we're happy, and we're singing, and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Hey, who that, man, this what you been waiting for? I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to we want to stay at home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is tired of missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrate it, finger poke whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my table turned. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clientele, the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? Who that got that flame? So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is Monday, October 7th, and I ain't talking about no football today unless you're talking about the Memphis Football Tigers. My goodness, John Martin, have you seen the news? This team keeps playing well, 5-0. They go down to Monroe and roll them, just like I told you. If you want to talk football with Jay Smooth today, you better be talking Memphis Tigers, the number 23-ranked Tigers, as a matter of fact, John Martin.
I am always...
Man, Mike Norvell got them rolling, brother.
Always happy to discuss Memphis football.
Yeah, man, it is
always
a good day.
To talk
some Memphis football.
Memphis football, but...
Undefeated. Undefeated, as you know.
We have all day for that, don't we?
Well, I mean, it's the top story.
We have all day for that.
It's
I don't
a big
know.
Story.
I don't know if I agree. I don't know if I agree.
Why are you yelling?
You
seem a little excited.
Now, there's a lot to get to on the show today. Let's go ahead and get that out of the way. There's a pro day over at the University of Memphis at 3 o'clock.
Yep.
All the NBA teams are going to be represented.
Yep.
Danny Ainge is scheduled to be here.
Holy cow.
It is a huge event, obviously. Great PR for the University of Memphis basketball program before the season begins. We will touch on that. Kansas had some strippers at their Midnight Madness.
Is that what those young ladies were?
Kansas had some strippers at their Midnight Madness. So we will discuss that. Lots to get today on the show. We're going to be joined, hopefully, by Jonathan Gavone at 11:30 or so. He's flying in from wherever he lives to Memphis to attend the Pro Day. So we will talk to him about all of that, what he's expecting, you know, what this means for the program to have. So we will talk to Jonathan Gavone at 11:30. LaMelo Ball, obviously, in that top five. We'll discuss that with him. At 12:25, Jason Fitz is going to join us like he always does. We will discuss just a bad showing from the Tennessee Titans over the weekend. And then at 1:25, we're going to talk to the Memphis Basketball Oracle. We will talk to Leonard Draper.
Rescheduled.
At 1:25. So that is the schedule for the day. But, you know, a lot of people were tweeting us yesterday. You know, they were praying for you. And they would say things like, man, I hope Jason went to church today because he's going to need the Lord on Monday.
Yep.
Given the developments of Sunday in London.
Well, they just know how you get.
I know people probably expected me to come in here and just be over the top and crazy, but the Raiders beat the Bears. The Raiders beat the Bears straight up in London.
I didn't know if you saw what Memphis football, they beat Monroe.
Yeah, I did see
Louisiana.
That.
Louisiana Monroe.
Great win for the Tigers.
5-0.
Great win for the Tigers.
Know if you saw that.
But a lot of people probably expected me to be over the top and to really like just shove your nose in and instead, I thought I'd take a different approach today, Jason.
Rolling. Yeah.
I wrote you a poem.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I wrote you a poem.
Oh, real cute.
So, if you will just oblige me for the next couple minutes, I want to recite from you to you a poem that I wrote just for you.
Okay.
Brad?
Oh, boy.
The autumn wind is a pirate, blistering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash. With a silver hat about his hat, he whooped your Chicago ass.
Oh, Lord.
He growls as he storms the country, a villain, big and bold. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. You like that, Virginia? The autumn wind.
How dare you
is a raider,
like that.
Pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you round and upside down. And laugh when he's conquered and won. Now, I have one question for you, Jason. How do you think Antonio Brown did on his English paper? How do you think he did? How do you think he did?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You like that?
I knew this was coming and you had it right. You got all your rock stuff on. You tipped yourself. I knew what you were trying. I watched The Rock the other night. I saw him. I knew what was coming.
How do you think Antonio did on his English paper?
Fool, if we hadn't run into your kicker, we win that game.
Fool, we don't have a receiver. We don't even really have a quarterback anymore.
I don't know what our defense was doing.
Man, Josh Jacobs ran up through them tackles. Khalil, who?
That had not happened because we handled it. Had no inkling that would happen because we had handled Dalvin Cook the week before.
I know, man. Better. It was an absolute ambush. You gotta say.
You told me you weren't gonna revel in this, fool.
It was.
I mean, Brad, he's fool. This man sending me text yesterday. There's nothing to celebrate. I'd rather have the draft pick. You know, kind of led me to believe that foolishness too. Thought we'd get in here and talk a little bit about Memphis football and being ranked. You want to talk to me about some sorry Raiders getting a win? We look like we shouldn't have been in London town. We look like we wanted no part of it.
No,
what I am glad of is I didn't spend $3,000 go over there and watch that mess. You remember when we were talking about going over?
Yeah,
that'd
I do.
That'd have been a long trip home.
No doubt.
All right.
I mean,
and I'm telling you right now, if we hadn't run into your sorry kicker, we win that game.
Mm-hmm,
I'm tired of talk that Daniel were better team with Chase Daniel.
You guys got a gift, though, when they called the rough and the passer on that pick.
How dare you lead with this?
So
that's probably true.
It's a net. It's a net zero between those two, right? Between
Gruden,
those two
Gruden,
calls.
Gruden, good coach. Not come to play.
Are you giving him
underwhelming?
Are you giving John Gruden good coach?
He's always been good X's and O's coach.
Yeah. Look, I said it to you.
Still a circus.
I said it to you yesterday,
we lost to the circus,
and it remains true. Sometimes the circus wins.
Last year we lost to the Giants in Miami, and we were still a 12-4 team. So this is the NFL, ladies and gentlemen.
It is the
NFL.
That's right.
And I came here to talk about Memphis football and Mike Norvell being 5-0, and you want to spend all this time on sorry Raider wins?
Well,
that won't amount to a damn thing.
I think it was a good win. I think it was the best win of the year.
Well, it's going to help you pick 10th or 11th, and that's really going to help you in the draft.
Well, where are y'all going to pick? Because we get that one. Y'all going to pick 12th or 13th right behind us.
Lost to the sorriest. The sorriest of the sorry.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm reevaluating things on these Bears, but again, it's with a backup quarterback.
Yeah,
so I got
of course.
An excuse.
All I just right. want to go Penalties. Through. I want to go.
No, I want to go through.
First
Memphis
of all,
football.
Josh Jacobs, 143 yards, 2 touchdowns.
Don't make no damn sense.
He's the first running back to put up 100 yards since Barry Sanders. It is unbelievable.
No, it's not since Barry
I mean,
Sanders.
It was an unbelievable performance. He looked a lot like LaDainian Tomlinson out there on y'all's ass.
I mean, it looked like food poisoning got to our defense. We did not come to play. Something's going on with Roquan. He was out last week. He's back this week, but didn't look right.
We didn't have Tyrell Williams. We didn't have J.J. Nelson.
Dude, y'all ain't winning no Super Bowl, so this is already too much time.
That was like my Super Bowl.
Let's talk Memphis football.
I just want to go through the station, though. I want to go through the weekend that the station had, okay? You, L, Jeffrey, L, Bennett, L, Mark Giannotto, L, Brad Carson, L.
Mm.
All of y'all coming in
Who
here
is Brad
on
Brad Carson? Who's his
well,
team?
It depends on the day.
Cowboys or Redskins?
It's
Who is
Cowboys.
It today?
It's the Cowboys. I'll own up to it. But I ain't going to back down here.
Yeah, so it was just an—
Their defense had a letdown game, too.
You got to say, I called the Cowboys 3-2 all day long. I called that start all day long. So it was really a historic weekend for Patty Pump. I mean, we start the weekend. We kick it off with The Rock on SmackDown on Fox.
That was good.
Then Saturday, Memphis football gets a nice win, right? Fourth straight game scoring 30 or more.
Fantastic.
And then on Sunday, the Raiders go into London. Okay, they're banished to London every single year.
It's like a home game for y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all go over there all the time.
And we killed the narrative that you're better off with Chase Daniel. My God.
Don't act like you didn't go silent like a mouse on the Texan when we came back and took a 21-17 lead. Then he comes back, Brad. Then he want to come back out of the bushes.
Yeah, that's
We're
what
not
Raiders,
doing this today.
Hey, can I get that song one more time? I wrote you a poem.
Go ahead. Feel good. It's your day. It's your day to shine. You deserve it.
Every dog has his day.
Oh, we ain't.
Yeah,
sunshine.
Hey,
you're right.
We are some dogs.
We're some dogs. We're some Rottweilers. You
For
feel
some
that?
Reason, your defense finally played well
you feel
in
that?
Terms of getting a pass
now,
rush.
Now, when you got up this
Y'all got
morning,
no
right?
sacks since
when,
you traded
when
Max
you got up this morning,
yesterday.
You stepped outside in your lovely home. You felt that temperature, didn't you? You felt the difference, didn't you? That you think it's a coincidence.
You're starting to sound like that
autumn
wind. Damn autumn wind.
That is the autumn wind.
You've been watching too much rock.
Up your ass.
He got you real pumped up. Yeah.
You feel that?
He got you
that
real pumped up.
That autumn wind on that ass.
Like I said, we lost to the Dolphins and the Giants last year. We still went 12-4.
Well, you ain't going 12-4
this year. A bad day doesn't mean I'm not sitting here overreacting. Yeah, it was a backup. You lost to a team with a – we lost to
the autumn wind is a pirate. Blistering in from sea with a rollicking song he sweeps along.
Y'all only going to talk loud.
Swaggering boisterously.
You know what? I'm going to keep my cool the rest of the way.
Great win for the Raiders.
You earned it.
I'm going to hold it up. I'm going to hold it up like the win against the Broncos. I know
just
we ain't
know,
going.
Just know God's watching. He's watching
He
you.
Is. He's
watching. Put me up on the cross then,
you
John.
You
Nail me up to it.
I ain't going
to
lie to you. You were forsaken for about 3 hours yesterday.
I did. Not just there. And then the fantasy world as well.
0-2 against the Patty Bump.
I ain't talking no NFL. I'm talking about Memphis Tiger football all day. Come to me with questions. The only problem is my defense has dropped down to 35th. It used to be top 10. That's all right. We got the win, though. We got a big one against Temple. If you want to talk about football with Jay Smooth, we're going to be talking Tiger football and Mike Norvell. Ain't talking no damn NFL.
He'll knock you down.
Man, Titans looked
upside
like
down and
slaw yesterday.
Conquered
I've been defending them fools. Been trying. Yesterday, I about bust a blood vessel last
show,
week.
This show has threatened to come apart at least 5 times because of the Tennessee Titans. And most recently, I mean, Ja was looking at us on media day like we were crazy because we were sitting here arguing about Marcus Mariota. He was looking at us like we were crazy.
Well, you said I said that they were going to go 3-1, which I didn't, and that made me angry.
Okay, well, we've gotten past that. Mm-hmm. And yes, the Tennessee, listen, they are the most predictable team in the NFL. They just are. I mean, I said they were going to beat the Falcons. They did.
Fluky. Yeah, that's
I said they were going to beat the Bills. They did. I'm going to go out on a limb right now. Their next two.
Denver.
Denver and the Chargers, they win both.
that's what's going to happen with the Tennessee Titans. I just know.
Do what you, yeah.
Yeah, like they do.
You figured out the formula.
Yeah, it's like the Da Vinci Code.
It's backwards.
It's like the Da Vinci Code, man. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? It's like whatever you think they're going to do, they don't do. You know?
I mean, they missed three field goals, had another one blocked. I mean, they should have won that game. Had two touchdowns called back. My gosh.
Yeah.
You have got to beat the Bills.
No question.
At home. That's a home game.
Yes, it is.
They can't win at home, and then I know it wasn't yesterday, but they can't win the division. It doesn't spell well for them winning the division, like I said they could do. That said, I'm not overreacting, John.
No doubt.
Like you said, they'll come back winning the next two.
I mean, but at the end of the day, though, what that amounts to is 8-8. Like that's what it amounts to.
Yeah,
eventually,
which has always been my point. 8-8, 9-7 can win you a division there. Now, Colts have looked. For some reason.
Huge win for them.
I mean, yesterday, huge my gosh, you're trying to figure out the league. Forget Raiders and Bears. Look at KC going down to the Colts.
Why would you Colts say something good? Like that?
Are the Colts good?
Have you forgotten that the autumn wind is a pirate?
Like, we can really ask, you know, are the Colts good? It feels silly like we're wasting time to go, are the Raiders good?
Blistering
y'all,
in
y'all
from
like
C?
3 years away. You got the win. Congratulations.
With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
You live in Memphis. You should be playing the Tigers fight song right now. How dare you?
Do you know
How
what?
Dare you overlook this win over Louisiana Monroe. I thought we were going to be talking some Memphis football today.
Let's go to the second refrain. He growls as he storms the country.
How
a villain,
much of this
big
you got?
And bold. And that I can read this poem 15 times. And the trees all shake and quiver and quake as he robs them of their gold. Man, we snatched y'all's chain yesterday. Be real. Was Khalil Mack even in the game at the end?
He didn't act like it.
My goodness.
He's getting paid too much money for that.
Now, I agree. Derek Carr might have been shaving points there with that toss. Might have been shaving points.
I don't want to talk about it at that point. When once momentum swung, I felt like we had that game won.
No question.
We did until we get the run into the kicker. Y'all faked the punch.
We faked
it up.
The punt.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that was an autumn wind move right there.
You're absolutely
knock you round and upside down.
How many more licks do you need, Calvin Candy? How many more licks do you need?
Well, we're gonna have to go until about 11:23, so I need about five. When you see Josh Jacobs in action, does he remind you more of Sweet Feet?
Josh Jacobs.
What do you think when you see Josh Jacobs?
Sweet feet.
Like, what do you think? Like,
I think he's an awfully good running back to run for over 100 on that Bears defense. There's no question about it.
143. You got to give it to him.
I said for more than 100. I did give it to him.
Yeah. So anyway,
how much more flesh than blood do you want, fool?
I think that's it for now. But I do reserve the right to revisit this later in the show because we have to recycle. You know, for the new audience that will be coming in later today. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yes, the Raiders win over the Bears, and Jason's just going through it. So if y'all would like, just you know, send them prayer requests.
For me.
Yeah, it was a bloody weekend really for everybody at this station. I mean, the Redskins are out. What are the Redskins doing by not playing Dwayne Haskins? That confuses me. But yeah, I mean, the Cowboys L, Redskins L. I mean, the Titans L, Giants L. You know, so I mean, it was just a very bloody weekend for everybody at the station. Now, you want to talk about the Tigers. Once again, a good showing for them.
Thank you, John.
Yes.
Okay. I would appreciate it if you had let me open on this.
Oh, well, now the floor is yours on there.
You know what 52-33 over Louisiana Monroe gets you, John?
What's that?
It gets you to 5-0, and it gets you in the AP poll. Mm-hmm. And for the first, look, if you look at the AP poll, it's crazy. The three AAC teams ranked, none of them UCF. How about that, John Mark?
Yep, saw that.
Cincinnati got the big win, obviously, over them Friday night. And as we said, you've got three AAC teams now ranked. SMU at the top of the AP poll, number 21 now, off to the 6-0 start, first time since the early 80s. And obviously, Memphis has got a shot at them as well. You know, and John Martin predicting big things. I know you've kind of been inching toward this. Maybe we'll get to it a little bit later. Memphis in at number 23, like we said, after improving to 5-0. That ground game was good. Gainwell. Obviously. I mean, Kenneth Gainwell going over 200 yards on 14 carries, special. Yep. And everybody we've talked to has said the same thing. And you knew eventually Louisiana Monroe, which had given up ground yards all over, you know, basically against everybody they played this year, even in losses, gave up a ton of them, wore down, and Memphis was able to get that win. Then you've got Cincinnati coming in at number 25 now at 4-1, and looking like John Martin now, UCF with two losses, looking like, I don't know, if you're between them, between Temple,
right.
Looking like right now, I'd say you say Cincinnati in the driver's seat.
Right.
They end UCF's league streak at 19 games in AAC play. That one's done. Three teams from the AAC all ranked right there in the 21 to 25 range. And, yeah, good weekend for Memphis, which goes down to Monroe, gets the win, sets up a big one, obviously, this weekend, an early game, 11 o'clock game up at Temple, which is now 4-1, has a win over a ranked Maryland team as well. That Temple team, yeah, they've got the loss to Buffalo. Mm-hmm. That's the one loss. It's not a good loss, a road loss, but they are 3-0 at home in having beaten a Maryland team that was number 21 when they beat them. So Temple's D is real good, sets up a big one for Memphis. It's all getting real now for Memphis. It's got this one, and then it's got a big one as well against Tulane. So as far as the non-conference slate, that's all over. It's all about conference play from here on out.
That was really good, man.
Thanks, man. Nice little tight little breakdown package for you there.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned
Could have done that from the top. Didn't need to get too much too deep in the Raiders.
You mentioned
Bears. Game that doesn't matter at all.
No, it matters.
Now, this
it matters greatly.
This matters. I've been waving this Memphis football flag since before the season.
Here is the you mentioned it, but I do think it. I want to be the first on this because it's gonna be end up being true if it all goes down this way. But if Memphis can manage to stay unbeaten over their next two, right? If they can beat Temple and Tulane,
all of a sudden this is a
and if SMU
stretch.
And if SMU can stay unbeaten and they can beat Temple and Houston and they should be able to take care of Houston because
SMU
Houston
should have lost this weekend though.
Yeah,
I'm
they
with
did
you.
Win,
I'm still,
they did win though.
They did.
They did.
They should have lost. Tulsa blew that.
If SMU, because you need both, right? Like you need both of these things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if SMU and Memphis are both undefeated coming into that weekend of November the 2nd, they will be on game day. Game day will be coming to Memphis. I'm just that is a 100% guarantee. Like there is just no
blood bank.
I would put my mortgage on it, bro. Because if you look at the slate, first of all, it's two undefeated teams, right? That
would be in your scenario.
Secondly, it's a great storyline, right? SMU's like back. You know, it's like Pony Express all over again. You know, there's 30-30 about that. So ESPN loves them some Pony Express. So SMU is back. They're undefeated. Memphis continues to be the class of the group of five. They're undefeated. And they've never been to Memphis. They love going to places that they've never been. You look at the slate. Look at the college football slate because that matters. It's awful. There's only one other top 25 matchup, and that's the CBS game. That's the SEC-CBS game at 2:30, Georgia and Florida. So really, you don't have to worry about anything. You don't have to worry about any other, like, I'm just looking at the ranked games right now. Cincinnati's taking on East Carolina at East Carolina. They ain't going there. You know, let's see. Oregon is at USC, but USC is not ranked. Utah is at Washington, but Washington is not ranked. Ole Miss is at Auburn. Ole Miss not ranked. Clemson is hosting Wofford. You know, so there's really no even close to, you know, comparable game. It would be an absolute insult, honestly, with the television contract with ESPN, with both teams being undefeated, with the fact that they've never been to Memphis. Game day will be in Memphis if SMU and Memphis are both undefeated that weekend. Like, there's just no two ways about it.
Well, I mean, you got work to do to get there. That's all. I mean, you're right. It sets up well. But these are two tough games.
Yeah.
Like I'm not, you can't do like you did with Monroe and listen, that early on wasn't as sharp as you'd like it to be. But you can't do like Monroe and just kind of chalk it up and look at this Temple team and say, oh, Memphis is just going to go up there and play well and come back. You can't, there is no guarantee here because again, this Temple team is legit. They are a top 25, top 20, defense. Yes. Memphis has slipped a little bit, still playing well, but they've slipped a little bit. That Temple defense, and especially up there at home, we saw them slow down what was a good Maryland offense up until that point.
Yeah.
So, again, and the fact that it's on the road, John, I'd love to be there with you and dreaming, and I love that you put the blood bank guarantee on it, but you've got work to do. We've seen this before where you sort of start setting yourself up for the big one, right? You start setting up the big, and you don't get past what you've got right in front of you. And I would tell you that Temple game is going to be a tough one because, again, 3-0 at home, and they can beat, You tell them, you got another ranked, AP-ranked team coming in there?
No,
coming into Philadelphia? They've already done this once. You give that defense a challenge like that, they'll get up for it. We've seen it already this season.
No question about that.
I ain't picking against Memphis here. I think they go in there and win.
Oh, no, I mean,
but
like,
this
obviously
will be
we know
a tough
they can,
one.
Yeah, we know
I mean,
they can
Brady
lose
White,
to Tulane. We saw it last year.
Just like I feel like with the Navy game, and obviously that one here, you had the advantage, but this one's going to come down, it feels like, to whether or not Brady White can make a few plays and get you through. Because, again, if it comes down to two good defenses, the thing that can – a lot of times put you over the hump is that quarterback and the play of that quarterback. We'll see.
Yeah, Mark Schlereth tweeted yesterday, I hate the Raiders. Oh, no, this was early this morning. I hate the Raiders with the white-hot intensity of 1,000 suns, but I call it like I see it, and the Bears got a physical ass-whipping of biblical proportions.
Oh, what
proportions.
A him and Dick. Dick
biblical proportions? Oh.
Of course he's going to say that. He went over there. They sent him over there with old Dick Stockton. You know he was married to Leslie Vista one time.
I did not know that.
Well, I'm just trying to give you some information and get you off the game itself.
I
told you we talked Memphis football all day long. why you keep bringing me back to that.
Well, okay. Your
fantasy team got to win, too. You're playing that for another segment or something? Can we go in and get that out of the way, too?
Before we get to John DeGavone, we'll talk Memphis Pro Day with him, and we do have to discuss what Kansas did over the weekend. I want to leave you with this. The autumn wind is a pirate blistering in from sea with a rollicking song, and you can join in if you like. He sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. His face is weather-beaten. He wears a hooded sash with a silver hat about his head. He came in there and whipped your ass. Bam! Rock bottom!
Yeah, Rock would be real proud of you if he knew who you were.
The autumn wind is a raider, pillaging just for fun. He'll knock you around and upside down and laugh when he's conquered and won, which is what happened yesterday in London. We will come back, hoping to be joined by Jonathan Gavone. We will switch gears, talk a little Memphis basketball, a little Memphis basketball play.
Yeah.
Over 80 scouts in town for what's going to happen over at the Lori Walton facility a little bit later today. We'll talk about all of that and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
We're sticking cash in your app. Download the Radio.com app for free now from the App Store. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN. Then listen weekdays at the top of every hour. 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m., 12 noon, 1 p.m., 2 p.m., 3 p.m., and 4 p.m. Get the code. Text that word we give you to 72881. Data message rates apply. National contest. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, I'm Shayna, Pep Boys Service Tech. Fall is a dangerous driving season. With wet leaves, shorter days, and out-of-town drivers, you really need reliable brakes. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month with Pep Boys, and our ASE-certified pros will make sure your brakes are safe.
Now at Pep Boys, get up to $120 off Wagner Premium Brake Packages. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Up to $60 per axle after mail and rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys Service and Tire Center today.
Ready for change? Join the club. LA Fitness believes showing up is all the initiation you need. Come by any Memphis location and ask for your 5 fit days to get your complimentary guest pass or visit LAFitnessMemphis.com.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
With the Quicksilver card from Capital One, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase.
Unlimited?
Unlimited?
Unlimited!
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 Any way you say it, earning unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase just sounds good. Capital One, what's in your wallet? What's in your wallet?
What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA, N.A.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I went to Triumph Bank the other day to set up an account. Met with a banker named Holly Bronson. And here's what Bronson told me. The first thing you need to do is put my number in your cell phone. I can't help you if you don't call me. Yes, she really said that. Are you as stunned as I was? But that's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, because of people like Holly Bronson. She'd worked at other banks before Triumph, of course. Given the way that banks are gobbled up by bigger banks these days, she'd actually worked at 5 different banks. But those banks didn't deliver the kind of service that Bronson wanted to give her customers. So Bronson made the switch. And here's the thing. Nearly all of her customers made the switch with Bronson because they understood what a difference personal service can make. Bronson insists she's nothing special, of course. She rattled off the names of a whole bunch of bankers at Triumph who take their jobs and service as seriously as she does. But I can tell you it's the first time a banker ever gave me her cell phone number. Triumph is invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Want to tell you about the autumn wind. It's a pirate, blistering in from sea with a rollicking song. He sweeps along, swaggering boisterously. You can catch Raiders every Sunday, whooping ass, especially if they're playing the Bears in London. Thanks to Derek Carr and Josh Jacobs for that performance.
Who didn't just join us? Give me a break.
Yeah. It feels like they're with us in this room, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, how quickly we forget about our man Jalen Richard.
Absolute monster.
A big part of that victory at all.
He was.
But he's a friend of the show. How quickly you forget about him.
I've never forgot about Jalen Richard, bro. Not once in my life.
Did he even play? Did he have a catch?
Yeah, he plays. Like? Yes, he gets snaps, dude. Come on now.
Nothing I care less about than the Raiders being 3-2.
Well, if the playoffs started today, they'd be in, just so you know.
You want to talk football with me? We're talking Tigers.
Yeah, really bad day for you. But it was even worse. It was absolutely god-awful, no good, I can't wait to move on type of weekend for you. No question about it. I mean, everything in your life is going wrong.
Not everything.
You had to clean the shower.
You had to go to IKEA
and put together some stuff. That's a mess.
IKEA was first time, so it was an eye opener.
Yeah.
You know, so I can find some positive in that.
There's some value in just buying the stuff already assembled, isn't there, Jason?
Mm-hmm.
I learned that the hard way this weekend as well. So it was a very bad weekend for you.
It was.
But it was an even worse weekend for Bill Self.
Well, that does put it in perspective. I just think about him and their weekend.
It does.
It helps me have a happier time.
Now, let's go through what happened on Friday night at Late Night in the Fog. Bill Self is the coach at Kansas, and he's going through it right now, right? Mm-hmm. He's going through it right now with the NCAA and the sanctions that have been handed down and what's going to come of those.
Said the man ain't got no control, John.
No control. Well, it did not look like he had control on Friday night, man, because Snoop Dogg was the performer. And that's cool, right? Snoop Dogg is a good performer because, like he never goes out of style. You know what I mean? Like, Snoop Dogg's never he's too old. He's, you know.
He did America's Most Wanted with Pac. Remember back when Snoop was having his criminal stuff, right? He's going through it. You remember Two of America's Most Wanted, John? You remember that? That used to be a big song. You remember that?
Yep.
And so Bill kind of playing up, too. We're having Snoop here. He used to be formerly one of the, you know, wanted man.
No doubt.
He used to play the outlaw man. He ain't the outlaw no more now. He's Snoop Dogg going to hang with Martha Stewart for a week.
I thought he was Snoop Lion.
Do that show as well. Well, sometimes he's changed his name or whatever. But my point is that they're kind of playing up, right, the whole America. And then what happens to you, John? You didn't check what kind of show. You didn't check what acrobatic dancer means when they tell you we're bringing a couple of them along with pole.
So So just to illustrate this performance, there was explicit language. There were pole dancers. And a money gun. So they were literally showering these women with dollar bills as they performed acrobatic stunts on the pole.
I mean, the crowd seemed to love it, in fairness.
Well, who wouldn't love that, right? I mean,
some people might not love it.
Like who?
Like old white people, you think?
Good point. And that's why everybody's outraged today. No, seriously, this is like...
I mean, look what the NCAA just did to Josh Patton and Georgia Tech for a strip club.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, just the audacity that they would put our kids at risk and put them in naked, around naked women.
And Snoop brought the strip club to the field house.
To the fog.
They did.
I ain't never seen nothing like it.
I mean,
Friday night I'm watching sports and Michael Eaves is coming on, formerly of Memphis. Remember Michael Eaves,
yes,
who hit a big sports, watch him all the time. And he's like, just wait till y'all see what happened over in Kansas at their Madness event, at the fog. And so I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to stay up and watch this because I want to see, all right? Memphis just had its. You want to see if it was as good? Did they go? Well, you knew they were having Snoop Dogg. So, you know, you're figuring, okay, am I going to giggle a little bit? Did Bill Self put together a good one? Let's see it.
Yeah.
And I'll be danged if I didn't see Snoop out there shooting some dollar bills at an acrobatic dance of my tail. He was shooting dollar bills at tails. And he was doing it in front of a whole full arena. Nasty. Nasty. Where's the NCAA? Where's the control? Bill Self ain't got a damn ounce of it.
Dan Wolkin had a good tweet about this. He said, Kansas basketball went to the doctor and was told it was going to have a heart attack if it didn't change its habits. And Bill Self responded by eating 50 Big Macs and smoking a carton of Marlboros. Like, that is what he did. Like, that is like, and he says afterwards that he thought it was going to be radio edited. But, like, if I'm the NCAA or I'm a Kansas fan, like, if on Friday morning I thought my coach was not guilty, by Friday night, that man guilty as hell. That man guilty as hell. Because if you don't even know what Snoop Dogg going to do, you know what I mean? Like, if you don't even have a clue on what Snoop Dogg going to do in the performance, well, how the hell can we expect you to know what your team is doing, what your players are doing? You know what I mean?
It was so, him saying afterwards, him using the excuse that, man, I had gone to the locker room, so I didn't see a lot of this. I didn't know what was going to go down. It's so, John, it's so symbolic of just his approach, this whole thing, the NCAA
no doubt.
It's not me. I've never, and that's what this is about. And at some point, the NCAA will come down, and look, the rules have been changed where now it's not you can't just brush all this under the rug and it wasn't your responsibility. No, you're supposed to know. You understand what I'm saying?
Yep.
I mean, it's under your watch. And so, again, for him to sort of use the old school, well, I had my eyes turned the other way. I didn't see it, so this ain't on me, was just – it was so Bill Self to do.
No doubt.
And imagine, I mean, Penny was out there the entire time at Madness here. Bill Self, well, I mean, he saw Snoop coming up with them pole. That man went running to his – I mean, give me a break.
Dude, can you imagine?
You cannot play that card, and yet they continue to do so. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Can you imagine what the reaction would have been if Memphis had done that? Like, if Memphis had brought out Snoop Dogg and poles and money guns, like, do you know what people – I mean, granted, Kansas is getting killed, right? Like, they're getting absolutely raked across the cold. And they should, because at the end of the day, like I'm 28. And I think it's hilarious. Like, I think it's so – I don't have kids with me. Yeah. You know, like, I don't have a four-year-old.
Well, that's the other thing is, look, I mean, we had – even for Memphis's, you have Pepper Williams in here, and he's telling you what? He's telling you that you'll be able to bring your kids.
No doubt.
Like, that's
well, I'm assuming they were told the same thing.
And I'm sure there at Kansas that you were told the same thing. And so you imagine explaining – how do you explain
– no doubt.
Acrobatic dancers / strippers on poles and money and dollar – how do you explain that one to your kid?
You can't.
There's, come on.
You can't.
That's not G-rated. It's not even PG-rated. Even without nudity, it's not at all.
Well, Memphis did have its own explicit stuff on its court, though.
Well,
you are stuck in this.
Depending on the
Did
beholder.
You think about it all weekend long, Brad? I see it still on the brain. Beholder.
Sorry, I just bring up.
You guys still doing this, huh? Did you show the picture to others this weekend and say, what do you see?
Almost everybody has agreed that once you see it, you can't unsee it.
Right.
You know?
Just keeping it real, Jason.
Yeah, like once you see the penis, it's hard to unsee it. I mean, I think it can be fixed very easily. You just change, you don't make it one tone. You know what I'm saying? You make it two tone
color. Yeah.
you make like the tip, you know, the color.
Don't do this.
Of the wood, as opposed to like just the blue. Like mm-hmm. it just.
My point is that you can see this on any court that you look at if you're trying to see it.
I think
you
the
guys
stripes,
are,
man.
You guys
it's the stripes. It's the stripes.
Oh, my. Oh, yeah, that just really sets it off for you guys, huh? To make you want to think about it all weekend long.
It doesn't make me want to think about it. It just is what it is. It's like every time I see it, it's like, oh, there it is. You know, now look, I mean, you can do one of two things. You can either change it or you can embrace it. Now, some people with that Rick Barnes meme, did you see that?
That was good.
Did you see that? Yeah. Now, you posted it on our social media.
I took it down, though.
Yeah, you can't be posting that on our social media.
No, I took it down. It was too much.
It was very controversial.
That's like Kansas, you know? That's probably worse than what Kansas did.
No, I took down the explicit one.
Yeah, but anyway, it was a hell of a...
Y'all folks need Jesus.
Hell of a move. By,
that's what went through my head, actually. I'm like, you know what? Rick Barnes, his mouth around our key... Can't have it. I need Jesus.
You need to get inside that book and look and read.
It's true. Okay. Is there a part in there about memeing the Tennessee coach? You know, is there a, like inserting a blue, you know, what
there's
resembles
a, there's a part about debauchery and excess and y'all dealing in all this sin is what it's about.
Yeah.
And all this lust.
Now, you
disgusting.
You act like you don't see it, though. That's the problem. You act like you blind.
Here's the difference with me. I can see it just fine. I had to open my eyes and y'all showed it. Here's the deal. I don't want to see it.
Well, why do you think we
you
want
guys,
to see
you
it?
Guys, what? That is the difference. That is it. When you show it to your friends at the party.
It's just funny.
They spend a lot of time on that court. Y'all have come to this. You want to see it so you can do what? Sign a petition that says it needs to be changed? Dang thing looks fine, looks good. Told you the thing was growing on me.
You're a grower, not a shower, you know? And
y'all take words and you twist it up and you use it as wordplay all the time.
Somebody.
You know I don't mean nasty like that.
So, I don't think the court is it's fine. Like, if you just want to, like.
Exactly. I mean, the tiger stripes look good. Now we're going to sit here and say they don't look good. They look like veins. That's all you see?
They kind
of. That's what you want to see. That's what you're going to see. And that's what
they kind of do look like veins.
And what
though.
Kind of example are you setting for the next generation of Tiger fans right now, the 5 and 6 year olds that are just coming into this thing? This all y'all talking about is this thing you see in the middle of
we
it.
We don't want
and
them
the
to
two-tone
see it.
Tip we're trying and
to
all this.
We're trying to protect them from that penis. We're trying to change it up.
They wouldn't be thinking about it unless the crazy adults, the little doodlers in the room, were telling them about it.
Dude, I mean, this is unanimous. I have not talked to anybody who has seen that court who has said, I don't know what you're talking about. Don't see that. Everybody agrees. Everybody agrees.
Yeah, but you see it, and you don't spend the rest of your day talking about it, and you feel the need to show it to somebody else. That's what, I showed around, too. You get past it. You move on. Go watch your team lose to the Raiders.
Yeah, exactly. You have better things to do, right? you have so much.
Can't understand it.
So much.
Again, nobody's
more
changing
to do.
That court. Is that what y'all are trying to get?
I think so. I think they will change it. I think they will change it. I think they will tweak it. They will tweak the key. They will 100% do that. We live in that age now, you know. We live in that age. The China deal and with right now with the NBA, you know, when there is a movement on social media, that's when change happens. Only then will change happen.
So unnecessary.
But it's true.
Not?
It should. Listen, it's on Barstool. Like it's just like you don't want to be. You don't want to be known for the court.
Still?
For that.
Not after the first night, right?
Well, still, though. I mean, it got like, who knows how many hits that guy. Like, you don't want the story about your court to be, it looks like two, you know, mm-mm. whatever. You know? I mean, so I think they will tweak it and it will look fine. Like, it will look fine. You know?
Well, y'all are real warriors for change here. You got the shaft fixed on it. Way to go.
Yes. That'd be a great change. It would be a great change. Now, we're not going to spend a whole show on it, right? Well, there's no point in doing that. But. It is what it is. Like, it looks a certain way. And Kansas bringing Snoop Dogg in with the strippers and the money gun and the mascot smoking a blunt, that looks a certain way.
Way worse.
You know? No, it because
way
it,
worse.
Because Kansas was trying, you know? Memphis, it just was unintentional. But Kansas was very much trying to do this. And they're flipping the double bird. I mean, Bill Self's pre-Madness video where he's walking in the record store with a chain on
they
and
just
an
threw
Adidas
Snoop,
shirt.
They just threw Snoop, old gray-haired Self, all up under the bus, too. You see what the Adelaide director said? That, you know, we were promised a clean show.
Right, exactly.
Give me a break.
Plausible deniability there. But you also have to know what you're getting with Snoop Dogg. Like, clean show. I don't think Snoop Dogg's ever done one of those before. It was a hell of a
they had moved
weekend.
Them to the end to try to ensure
yes
you could take the kiddies away
yes well or just like or just on the front end, say that. You know, just say this is going to be a PG-13
event. It was all spin sauce.
The recruits probably loved it. Like, you got to think, right? Like, the recruits in attendance were probably like, I mean, we say these are who those events are for. Those are the people that these events are catered to. And I'm sure they probably
I doubt they loved it as much as they would have loved Lil Baby.
You think so? I mean, I'm not necessarily comparing, but, you know,
Like I said, you're having to create the cool. Sometimes, man, when you have to do it and you force it, it ain't cool. That's what I've been saying.
Yeah.
You need to let it be organic, like Penny.
Yeah, exactly. Now, next year, we can do away with Dolph, because that wasn't it. But everybody else can stay. So anyway, a hell of a Friday night for Kansas and the Jayhawks program, who were dealing with the list of problems for them is endless, no doubt about it. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio.com Cash is coming up at 12 noon. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
Okay, guys, it's time to step up. By now, you know it's hard to hit a golf ball or baseball with a big fat belly in the way. And when it comes to performance in the bedroom, it's time to lose it so you can use it. Time to visit Dr. Keith Amadeo at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Stop with all the excuses. Nothing is going to change until you get going. Go to ColliervilleWeightLoss.com and see how Dr. Keith Amadeo is batting 1,000. Call 901-221-8964 and tell him you want your free evaluation right now. No more whining about your bad back and knees hauling all those extra pounds around. Collierville Weight Loss is the no pills, no excessive exercise, no weird supplements or food place. Speaking for all the ladies here, we're waiting for you to get it together. Put that dad body on the shelf. Your sex life will thank you. Dr. Keith Amadeo has your free evaluation waiting for you. Call 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Today.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. Yeah. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Later on, inside the Lurie Walden facility on campus, University of Memphis is going to be having a pro day. Over 80 scouts are going to be in attendance, as will Jonathan Givony, who, of course, is an NBA draft analyst and reporter for ESPN. He joins us now. Jonathan, what's going on, man?
Everything is great. Just touched down in Memphis, so if you hear some airplane noises coming from the flight attendant, you'll know that I just landed.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate
the
time.
Great to have you here.
Great to have you in Memphis. No question about it. On the merits of a pro day, obviously Memphis is not the first program to ever do this. What is the value of this from a college basketball team's perspective? I mean, it might be obvious, right, to have all the NBA teams on your campus, seeing your players, every single one of them. But just in your words, from your perspective, what's the value in a pro day?
I think just showing off, this incredible recruiting haul that they had this past year, and showing that they've got two top 10 prospects, and that they can get 70, 80 NBA executives on their campus. I mean, that's there's very, very few teams in college basketball that can say that, and it definitely wasn't Memphis the last since Calipari left, essentially. So I think that it's a statement that they're putting here in front of this next batch of recruits and in front of their fans and their administration and the whole college basketball landscape.
Yep. Jonathan, I'm just curious if personally you're more intrigued to see either Wiseman or Precious, maybe more one than the other. Plenty of folks didn't get to see him down in the Bahamas, but you've seen plenty of Wiseman today. Is there a lot you want to see from them, and maybe one more so than the other at all?
I mean, I've seen both of them quite a bit. I think I probably saw Precious a little bit more last year just because he was at Montverde and they were so visible. I watched Wiseman obviously quite a bit too in all-star settings and high school games. And I'm looking forward to seeing the whole group. Boogie Ellis is a guy that has kind of eluded me over the years, and I haven't been able to watch in person, so I'm actually really looking forward to seeing him too.
Is he the kind of guy, because I think to your point, everybody knows about James Wiseman, everybody knows about Precious Achiuwa. Is Boogie Ellis the kind of guy who can really help himself with a good showing? Same for Damian Ball. I guess a larger question, too, is how much can a given prospect help himself with a good showing in a pro day? Like, how much sort of you know, how much weight does a good performance in a pro day like this have?
I think it's of pretty limited value just because, you know, it's just one day and it's just a practice. And these guys are going to have 35 plus games to evaluate these players and, you know, in real competitive 5-on-5 settings with actual defenses and, you know, a team that's, you know, geared up to take away your strength. So, I mean, it'll be fun to see these guys get up and down and start to build, you know, their scouting file, but I don't think anybody's going to get drafted off what happens this afternoon.
You know, we may have seen Precious and Wiseman and see some of those, you know, the highlight reels and all that, and you've certainly seen more than we have. But I don't think I know what Precious is at the next level. Jonathan, do you? Is he a stretch four? Is he a high motor wing? I mean, what sort of do you see in him?
I think he's a versatile power forward who can handle the ball some. He can create off the dribble. He's a great athlete. He's terrific in the open floor, and he's just really versatile defensively. You know, we need to learn more about just how polished he is. Mm-hmm. You know, where is his basketball IQ? Where is his perimeter shooting at right now? He was scorching that week of the Hoop Summit and all these scrimmages, and he was really good in the game, too. And I think he maybe led the McDonald's game in scoring as well on quite a few shots. So,
yep.
You know, efficiency will be a big thing for him, but he's a really, really talented player. And just, you know, anytime you look at a guy with those kind of physical tools, he's going to be considered a top-shelf NBA prospect.
We are, of course, talking to Jonathan Givony of Draft Express. He is in Memphis in attendance for the Pro Day that's going to take place over on campus a little bit later today. In the same vein, Jonathan, on James Wiseman, you've had him number one in your mock draft for months, it feels like, for pretty much the whole way. What does he have to do to keep that spot? Like, what do you want to see from him? What does he need to do on the court production-wise to hold on to that spot?
Play with consistent intensity, show that he can anchor a defense, that he can make good decisions, you know, reading things off the ball, navigating pick and rolls, and also, you know, be a productive player offensively, finishing on pick and rolls, you know, maybe making good decisions out of short rolls, potentially hitting some jump shots would be nice, rebounding on both ends. You know, he's probably the most physically gifted player in this class, but the productivity is kind of ebbed and flowed at times. And mm-hmm. So I think NBA teams are going to want to see, you know, how much does he bring it on a night-to-night basis and how consistently productive is he, you know, especially in their toughest games.
Okay. LaMelo's rise, and you show, what was it, 20, 25 spots? I mean, he's up in your top three now. And you've got Grizzlies fans now watching. Now, obviously, Grizzlies fans who are thinking, hey, maybe we've got another high draft pick coming up. Just what's he done? What's he shown here recently? Is it 6'7" point guard now, Jonathan? Is that about where he's at? Is that the position he'll play?
Yeah, he's a 6'7" point guard. He's a magician with the ball in his hands. He just does things off a live dribble, operating on a pick and roll, whipping the ball ahead in the open floor, making, you know, 40-foot bounce passes with his offhand. I mean, these are things that, you know, you see out of Trae Young, you see out of Ricky Rubio, you see out of Luka Doncic, but you don't really see out of most 18-year-old guys. And, you know, the fact that he's improved his intensity defensively, he's taking better shots now. He's shown the ability to make shots off the dribble, too. You know, what he's doing at a pro level in Australia, I mean, I just watched his first game on the plane. It was super impressive. So if he keeps this up, he's got a real chance to be the number one pick in the draft.
What's the story with these scouts? You wrote about it, being barred from seeing RJ practice. Do you think it all gets cleared up and eventually you get the look? What's happening?
So as I landed, I just was told by a couple of people, as soon as I turned on my phone, mm-hmm. that the NBA sent out a memo that they've cleared scouts to attend practice tonight. And so, you know, they weren't allowed in yesterday because of you know, interpretation of the no contact rule. I mean, is RJ Hampton considered an international player? Is he considered a college player? Is he considered a high school player? And so I think the lawyers sat down and they said, this mm-hmm. doesn't make sense to keep 70 NBA scouts out of watching this kid play.
Right.
And definitely, you know, it's going to look pretty bad for us. And so they eventually decided to clear it. And there'll be a lot of people at New Zealand Breakers practice tonight, right after the Memphis Tigers Pro Day as well.
Yeah, no question. And then sort of on that subject, what's the word on RJ and how he's looked and how he's sort of adjusted? I mean, I know it's very early, but, you know, what's your information on RJ and how good he's looked thus far?
he's looked amazing. I mean, he's been the leading scorer on his team in a couple of their games. They played four preseason games, and he's just scored the ball really efficiently. He's made some unbelievable plays defensively. I mean, he's a real highlight. It's 6'6". He's a freak athlete, dunking on people. You know, he's playing point guard full time. He's running the show. He's got the ball in his hand. He has the green light from the coach, and he's doing some very impressive things as well for an 18-year-old kid. I mean, he's also another guy that's got a chance to maybe be the number one pick in the draft if he keeps going the way he has so far.
Yeah. Hey, Jonathan, welcome to Memphis. We'll see you soon. Appreciate
Thanks
the time.
Thanks for your time, sir.
Thanks for having me, guys. Have a great day.
A pleasure. Yep.
He is Jonathan Givony of Draft Express. There you go. He's in town along with over 80 scouts for this particular pro day that has taken place on campus. I believe it starts at 3 o'clock. I believe it starts at 3 o'clock. Not open to the public, obviously. But
so I guess for guys like Boogie and for DJ, you can really, you know, open some eyes. Because,
right,
of course, they're going to see, you know, guys who were in Mocked in, what, Jonathan's top 11
yep.
in Precious and James Wiseman. But for the Boogies, and, you know, Givony even mentioned him, you know, without being asked about him. And for the DJ Jeffries, who you're kind of maybe the fringe guys, you sort of maybe too can open some eyes there. Guys that, you know, maybe you're not as familiar with like you are with James and with Precious.
Yeah, so, you know, I think what,
huge for the program.
What do you
too,
get out of this? What obviously. Do you gain from this? You gain measurements, right? Body fat percentages, you know, how tall a guy really is or, you know, close to, right? So you'll see measurements, you know, that's what, but like to the point that Jonathan was making, like, James isn't going to cement his status as number one or hurt his status.
No.
As, you know, it just ain't going to happen.
But remember, how many months ago was it? 2 months ago when we had Jonathan on, and he brings up DJ's body.
Yep.
To your point, that
yep.
hey, I want to see DJ Jeffries and what's going, because you know you see what he looks like with that sort of college structure when it comes to his eating and that kind of thing. See how that body shapes up, and again, that's what, to John's point, you get all those measurements, you see how it's looking. To all of us that saw him at Madness, I think we'd all agree he looks pretty darn good.
Yeah.
To your point, you see Damian Ball's athleticism.
Yep.
Sort of get an idea of that with the eye test rather than just what you've heard, and getting an idea of what that vertical is going to look like for him. So, and then to everything we've said, I mean, just the exposure it gives your program from that standpoint. Imagine 70 to 80 scouts here to see your team, you know, sort of what the Kentuckys of the world do. Not many more others have done this as well, but they're certainly the ones known for this. And, man, you want to keep this going. You want to make it an every year thing. And Penny keeps bringing in this kind of talent, they'll keep coming to come see it. So,
yeah,
a good deal for Memphis.
No doubt about it. All right, we will come back. Lots more to come here on the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Step right up, folks. Step
Dad,
right
check
up.
It out. It's one of those old fortune teller machines. Got a quarter?
Sure.
I see a broken collarbone in your future. The pain will keep your entire family awake.
Ouch.
Ouch is right. Ooh, that sounds expensive.
It's very expensive.
Ooh.
You can't predict the future, but you can prepare for it. With affordable individual and family plans, call Farm Bureau Health Plan. We've got you covered.
If you're like me, you want the bottom line. No fluff, no frills. This is Sheldon Rosengarten with Mark's Bensdorf Realtors. I've been selling real estate a long time, and I found that sellers don't want tall tales or promises. They want results. I always tell people to talk to 2 to 3 real estate brokers to find out what they think about your home and the price. But more importantly, what are they going to do for you? And make sure and let me be one of them. Find out how my highly successful strategic marketing program with the Shellbucks option can mean the difference in whether you sit or sell. Will I buy your home? No. But with my help and preparation, pre-marketing, presentation, and proper pricing, someone will. And often my listings sell quickly at good prices. So if you or someone you know is thinking of selling, find out why people often say, when you want the job done, call Shell Dunn. That's Shell Dunn Rosengarten at MemphisRelocate.com or 682-1868. Remember, 682-1868 or MemphisRelocate.com. Do it now.
Discount travel sites say they have the best prices, but Hilton.com has the price match guarantee. Look me in the eye. If you find a better rate, they match it and take 25% off. Yeah, this is radio, so just stare at the radio. Hilton.com has the best prices. Pinky swear. Or, you know, radio swear. Plus, you can choose your exact room and get free Wi-Fi. Cross my heart, stick a needle in my radio. Expect better. Expect Hilton.
Must be a Hilton Honors member. Applicable terms and conditions at Hilton.com. Pinky sweat.
It's tailgate season in Alabama. The leaves are changing, campfires are crackling, and engines are roaring. Don't miss the NASCAR playoffs this October 11th through 13th at Talladega Super Speedway.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Inside of your home looking great, but the outside not so much? Call DoorPro and have them install a new garage door by Amar Garage Doors and enhance the beauty of your home. Choose from carriage house, traditional, or maybe a specialty door. They have thousands of styles to choose from. Improve the look of your home immensely without the cost of a total remodel. DoorPro, an authorized dealer of Amar Garage Doors. Same day service available if you call before 10 a.m. Just call 901-DOOR-PRO. That's 901-366-777.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.